Hello and welcome to another episode of Right Care Baptist. I'm Jake Lancaster, an internal medicine physician and the chief medical officer for the Baptist Medical Group.
And I'm Amanda Comer. I'm a nurse practitioner and the chief advanced practice officer.
And today we're really excited to have two members of our best health team on to discuss our virtual offerings. Leah, why don't you start us off, tell the audience a little bit about who you are?
Well, hello, my name's Leah Lansky and I'm the chief well-being officer for Baptist. And we have had a well-being program named Best Health for the last 8 years. And we've just really grown in the last 8 years. We've had so many programs to offer our own population. We've also started to go out to other employers. And as of last year, we now have a virtual clinic.
Well, speaking of the virtual clinic, Shannon, you want to introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Hi, I'm Shannon Willoughby. I have been with Baptist Best Health for the last 7 years, and we launched virtual clinic this year, which has been an exciting opportunity to connect with patients that are within Baptist and outside of our system.
I'm excited about the virtual clinic. So can you tell us more?
Sure. Yes. So the virtual clinic, we offer dietary lifestyle transformation. We also offer tobacco cessation and exercise prescription.
And who are these programs for? Do they have to be a Baptist employee or a Baptist patient, or who can access these programs?
Currently, our Baptist patients are accessing the virtual clinic, but we are looking forward to opening it up outside of our Baptist system.
Great.
That is great. So how does a patient access? Is it through MyChart or is it referral?
Mm-hmm. So they can be referred by their physician or they can access it through MyChart.
Okay.
So you mentioned you have three different programs. You have dietary lifestyle transformation, you have an exercise program, and then tobacco cessation. So if I was a patient that was interested in the dietary lifestyle transformation program, what would I expect once enrolling in the program?
Once you enroll, we would meet virtually through a camera, so we'd be able to see each other. And then the sessions are typically 30 minutes. The client is the driver of the goal. So ultimately they come in with a goal in mind that they would like to work on. And then my job would be to navigate them through that goal, through the process of it. Instead, ultimately we would set baby steps until we get to the goal for the next week or the next session when we meet. So the goal typically is involved around what that client finds valuable for their life, what would make their life better. And then my goal is to create confidence in them that they can achieve that.
Gotcha. And you said how long was that program?
It's a 30-minute session, and they can sign up for as many sessions as they like.
Okay.
So typically, how many sessions would an individual sign up for?
Ultimately, the goal is to get them to autonomy where they feel like they can do the goal themselves. Okay. And then self-efficacy is also involved in finding the resources they need and really digging deep into the knowledge until they feel like, okay, I've got this. For some people, that might take 3 to 5 sessions, and for others, it could take 5 to 10. So it's really up to the client what they feel like they need and how often they want to check in on their goals and reevaluate.
So flexible on, you know, whether or not you meet every day, every week, once a month. How does that work, or how is it structured, I guess?
So again, it's really up to the client if they want to meet on a weekly basis. Some choose to do bi-weekly, just depending on their schedule and also how confident they feel about the goal. Some say, you know what, I want 2 weeks to work on this, and then let's come back and kind of target any barriers and work through those, and then we continue with the goal setting from there. So it could be weekly or bi-weekly. That would be what I recommend to clients.
And have you had any success with current or prior clients?
Definitely, we're seeing success, especially those that come back. I think the more that you stay on top of your goals and check in, the more success you will have. But yes, we're seeing success, and I think ultimately, the clients are finding what works best for them, and just having that accountability is really what makes all the difference.
That's really great. Do you think you could walk us through what a session might look like?
Sure. So you come into a session with this big goal, right? I want to lose 20 pounds. And a lot of people have that goal in mind, but it's really diving deeper into the baby steps that get you to that outcome goal. So we'll dive into, okay, why is this important to you? So we'll start building in some intrinsic motivation for that client so that they feel the value in that goal that they're wanting. Why do you want to lose 20 pounds? Well, because I want to be able to play with my grandchildren. You know, I want to be able to get on the floor and be more active. So you build value around the goal. And then from there, okay, what do you feel like is the most important thing that you could do this week to get closer to that goal? The goal may not happen this week, but let's create some baby steps to get us moving towards it. And then from there, the client will decide, I can do this. And then typically what they can do is I can start walking. And the goal turns into a step. And then that step has to go into the more specifics. When are we going to walk? How long are we going to walk? Where are we going to walk? What do you need? What kind of resources do you need to be able to get your walk in this week? So they really have to think through every single detail of that goal so they feel confident on the way out that it's going to happen because they created it.
Yeah. So accountability, and then also talking through how to be successful
mm-hmm.
through the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously really important as we end December and get into January with a lot of people having New Year's resolutions. Talk to us about the exercise program too. What sort of goals will people come in there with that? And what is it the same process that you're doing for the dietary lifestyle transformation or do they complement each other? Can you do more than one? Take us through that a little bit.
I think that's a great question. I'm more specifically on nutrition. That's my background, but we do have a couple well-being specialists that are more educated, I would say, in exercise. So they do handle those clients for us, which is great because they can go between nutrition with me and then I can pass them over to our well-being specialists on the exercise side mm-hmm. and they can have a plan with them as well. I don't specifically know how the exercise specialists go through their goal setting. But Leah might know more
sure.
about that.
So the exercise program is great for those that are just starting to exercise or need a change in their current program. And we design it to where they can do it at home or at their gym. We would just start by asking them their medical history, if they've had any injuries, what their goals are. And then we would map out a program. And it's sort of like having a personal trainer. We can't go to the gym with you or go to your house with you, but we are that support and to keep you and hold you accountable. So the first session, we would really dive in and get to know the client. And then we would come back the second session and explain the program. And then whatever the program is, then we can come up with a cadence because you never want to be on the same program for more than, you know, a few weeks, maybe 6 weeks max. Your body will get used to that new program. You'll get bored with it. So you definitely need a change with it.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. So, you know, two very great programs. What about the tobacco cessation program? Who's that one for and what does that look like?
Sure. So the tobacco cessation program, we've had a very successful program with our own population at Baptist where we can connect them with nicotine replacement therapies. We can ensure that they've had their lung cancer screenings if they qualify for that. But again, with the tobacco cessation program, it's going to be different for each person. I don't think we'll be able to have them quit with one session, but it might take, you know, five or six or could take more. It's just dependent on the person. And we use a lot of motivational interviewing for this population as well.
Tell me more about motivational interviewing.
So it is like Shannon was discussing a little bit ago, we really want them to come up with their own game plan, kind of thinking that it's their idea. And we are just the support. We're asking those questions to make them think. And the team at Best Health has been certified in motivational interviewing. And so we feel pretty good about that because we don't want to go in and tell people, okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to quit using tobacco, using a particular NRT, we want to ask them, well, what would you like to do? Because the success rate is much higher that way.
Mm-hmm. And also the confidence level is much higher when that person is coming up with the goal. So if you say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that this is going to happen this week? Typically, they will say 8, 9, 10 if they have come up with the goal and they find value in it. If you hear a client say 3, 4, 5, that's typically when the coach has given them a goal.
Okay.
And they're probably not going to do it.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, that sounds great, and I would like to do that, but I'm not sure. I'll try it out. Mm-hmm. But if they come in with the idea, they decide the details of it, they've created the plan. Mm-hmm. They should feel confident that they can execute it. Yeah. More confident.
Well, it sounds like you have some amazing programs. If we have participants in that are listening to this that want to learn more or want to join one of these programs, how do they do it?
Sure. So they would just go to their Baptist MyChart account and go to schedule an appointment. And then towards the bottom, you'll see Best Health Wellbeing Programs. Click on there and it will share with you the three different options. And you can choose whatever day and time works for you.
Oh, that's great. So what about our clinicians? They can also make referrals to this program?
Yes. What's really great about this program is the physician can, you know, put it in their notes, in their after visit summaries. They can also see when we are working with their particular patient. We do, Shannon and the team, they write notes and they can see their patient's progress.
That's great. It sounds easy to do. What about costs? What does it cost to participate?
So it is $49 a session. And you can use your FSA, HSA dollars for that. It's not covered, you know, by insurance, but $49 each time. Hopefully it's a little bit, you know, more reasonable. I know that formerly I was a personal trainer, exercise physiologist. And if you were to go and get a program at a fitness facility, it would be upwards of 100.
Sure. Yeah, so definitely.
Any package deals?
So far, no. It is. It's a new program that the our BOC team at Baptist, they've never kind of put this into my chart before as a program like this. And so we are still learning more and more and more.
Well, it sounds like you'll have a great thing going on. Is there anything in the future that you're developing?
Future. Well, we'd love to add to our repertoire of offerings, maybe hypertension. With one of our nurses would be one that we would love to offer.
Well, that's great. So you know where to find it now. And if you have any questions, you can find it on the website. Well, thank you everybody for listening to another episode of Right Care Baptist. If you follow the link in the show notes, you can redeem this episode for CME credit.